Hey y'all, it's Yaisa Lifestyle Brand. Today I want to cut to the chase. Have you ever been triggered? I mean, like when you get offended or get in your feelings and you're hurt and it's like you can't even hide it because it's like it's inside, it's like gnawing and it's like just irritating. And it's going to happen one way or another. You know, you got a coworker, you're in a relationship or you're out of a relationship, whatever it may be. It happens, and a trigger is something that where it's like a pain spot. Like, it's not like where it's just random. It's like something that's a sore spot, not a pain spot, but a sore spot where it's something that it just really gets to you, and it's beneath your skin. So it's something that's maybe like in your soul. It had been maybe some residue from some toxic cycle of whatever you were experiencing, like a relationship or even a work experience where like you were working somewhere and you just didn't feel your value and you did not get, you know, paid the way you should have gotten paid or treated or got promotions and whatnot. And so I want to give you some ways to think about how to manage a trigger. And I love to hear about yours as well. If you would go to Yaisa Lifestyle Brand on Facebook right now, I'm still like in this whole process of like getting my stuff together. And it's so fun because a lot of times people will not start the podcast, they won't start the blog, the business, until they got everything perfected, which is good. But if you wait for perfection, it's never going to happen. Progress and also even just purpose, it outweighs perfectionism. But some ways to think about a trigger is not to dwell on it, because clearly that area is painful. And so sometimes the person did not knowingly, you know, push that button, but that it happened and it happens often enough, you should know that you have a trigger. You should know it. So maybe other people don't know it, but you should know it. So you should know yourself enough to know where you're able to process, whether that's through a journal and then go back, not just write in your journal, but also go back and read your journal to reflect. It's easy to like brain dump and like just scribble and like just, you know, write and cry your heart out and you like, I got it out. It's cathartic. But now go back and reflect, because you want to see the pattern. Like, not that you just have that trigger, but like, are there certain seasons when that seems to happen? Like, I know for myself around the holiday time, it seems like everything, it speeds up, but slows down. And what I mean by that is that now the year is ending so quickly, and it's like all the things I had planned to do in January, February, March, some of those things did not get done. And now I have this whole need to get my life together really quickly. So this year I'm being very intentional, like that I'm being accountable. I have been working with a business mentor, and now I'm also working with a marketing mentor, and it's very helpful. So you want to have some accountability, because if I keep being in the same cycle, whether my trigger could be that I didn't accomplish enough or I keep starting things and I don't finish them, that's a problem. And a trigger for that could be that there's a point where I get stuck. Maybe I don't know how to do something and not know how to ask for help. And maybe I don't want to just use money to hire people and they just take my money, which, you know, it happens. And like, maybe not having time to do the research. And even though I'm a person that's, you know, a person that loves God and loves, Jesus is my heart, my boo. Even with having all the faith in God, and like, even though I have faith in him, I know he requires me something as well, that I have trust in him for his time. So a trigger could be that it hasn't happened yet. And is it ever going to happen? And that could be painful. Like if you're not, you know, in a relationship status where you have anyone in your life or any prospects, nothing, you know, like your phone is dry, your DMs is dry, ain't nobody slipping and dipping, sliding, you know, so it can be like that. But then you got to not just think about what triggers that, like that everyone else is popping up on social media, engaged or married or celebrating an anniversary, like a milestone. But like what triggers you is one thing, but then the pattern of the trigger is another. Like does this come up around that same time? And then to know now to safeguard yourself, to be prepared, not that you have to be defensive, but you're going to be prepared to not go there again, where you're not going to be, you know, focusing on the hurt. You're going to be focusing on the healing part of it. I also want to think about some other ways, just practical ways to get through and to manage a trigger is by exercising. Like, not only will you look good, but you will feel amazing. Exercising is not going to be the same. It's not one size or one workout fits all. You may like walking, you might like swimming, you might like weight lifting, you might like group exercise. So I would say, if you're just starting out, just to try everything out, like try all kinds of ways to get moving. And then whenever you find your soulmate, you know, workout, and then you're like, that's my thing. You want to have a time where that's just your time, so you're able to dump out things or sweat out things or work out things. Like, I like when I'm, you know, punching the air, you know, in a kickboxing class. That is so therapeutic. And also, not only just moving, but sometimes just being still and resting is very important, where you're not so task oriented and like you're just giving yourself all these things to do and you're so busy in your mind, but now you're paralyzed because it's like you are not getting any rest and you're fatigued and you're just not your best self. I would also recommend taking inventory, like to get your blood panel checked to see if you have any deficiencies in your, you know, your vitamins, like if you're low in vitamin D or you're low in whatever it may be. So just taking the inventory to know what's going on internally with yourself. And also, like, who are you spending your time with? Because that's very important, because if the triggers are like all the time, and then you're like in a work environment where it's like it's the job or it's your circle of friends, you're probably in a cage, you know, like where you're surrounded by and you're stuck in it, where even if you walk away, it's always going to be there, because that's how it all is everywhere. If it's your job or if it's your, you know, social circle of your friends, or maybe it's even your family. So you want to also think about the people you spend time with. A lot of times we won't want to just let go, you know, and like allow God to replace, or even just a timeout, you know, because you want to be growing. And if you just seem to be in the same position or the place in life and you're not happy about it, then how are you going to change it unless you change it? So that's just a little bit how to think about these triggers, because triggers are real. And I feel like I'm on here talking about it because, you know, it's important to talk about it, because if you just kind of suffer in silence, what's going to happen to that, you know, pain or that frustration? What happens to it? So it's better out than in, you know what I'm saying? And with our emotions, it's like when your brain perceives that someone has taken or plans to take, you know, important things away from you, like an opportunity, then your emotions are getting triggered. You know, it's like you want to react out of anger, fear. But you also want to think, I don't want to react, I want to respond. So a response would be, you know, you think about first responders, you know, where we have the EMT, we have the ambulance, like they're trained. So they don't just go out into the war zone or to a dangerous situation without being trained, because whenever you see flashing lights behind you in your rear view mirror, you know that that means to get over on the side shoulder of the road, because there's an ambulance coming through and their job is to get to where they got to get to. And they're going to go really fast because they know that they are going to be there to save someone's life or to maybe bring life in if someone's having a baby or what have you. So like being trained and being equipped, so important. But when we don't like take time for that, that emotional stuff, it shows up in many places, and we don't want it to show up in our health, because in our health, you, as you heard, you know, health is wealth, and health could be the health of your heart, the health of your skin, because stress can also manifest in irritated skin, that blemishes and pimples, acne. It can also be, your hair could be brittle and dry, and it could be in diet, because if I'm triggered, you know, by something, or if you're triggered by something, you might resort to emotional eating, or maybe even unhealthy behaviors that, you know, not allow you to be your best self. So you want to accept responsibility for your reactions, to replace that with responses. And you want to know what's common in your life that's representative of that trigger. And then you want to like be prepared to like make some big decisions so that you can get, you know, to get to living your best life. Sometimes, again, a trigger is not so simple, because a trigger can be like an anniversary date or a loss or trauma. Like if you have an anniversary date where you're no longer married, that, you know, I've been there where like now this past year when my anniversary date came around, I'm like, I'm not sure what happened. Like that was not the first thing I thought. I wasn't expecting my ex to say anything. A trigger can also be frightening news, you know, pandemic. And that just means like my safety, you know, what am I going to do and how am I going to live and what's going to happen? Maybe even family issues, that can be a trigger, because when your village or your safety net is, you know, in compromise or in question, what's going to happen? Even the end of a relationship, which I've already alluded to, can be a trigger. Like now my plus one is now zero. And so a lot of times we won't want to start all over again. So we just kind of stay in that same situation, because it's very like hard to think about starting over, even if you know better. And then it's like, you'll kind of think about my education, my money. I know I'm a smart person. You know, why am I in this relationship? But again, people not want to start all over again. Maybe even spending too much time alone could be a trigger, because the way you think, you know, you can't just think with inside yourself. For me, it's about like having a relationship with God, and then God putting relationships in your life that He knows that fit, or they fulfill a certain part in your life. Even being criticized and judged, teased or put down and bullied. And a big one is going to be financial problems. But maybe if it's like overspending, because that's a way you kind of deal with your trauma, like that you're, I like the little movie Confessions of a Shopaholic, and it's so cute. But then it's like, we've all been there before where we want to just feel good, because if I can look good, maybe I can just dress the outside up, and maybe I won't focus on the inside, because the inside makes me feel sad. You know, I want to just focus on what is instant and give me some instant gratification. So that's just a little bit. I felt like I was kind of like maybe processing. And so I thought, I'm a process with some other folks as well. And it is not, again, easy, you know, antidote that you just say, this is what you do, because you have to know yourself. And the more you know yourself, the more that you're prepared to deal with yourself and not play the blame game, because you don't want to give someone all the power in your life that you have. Opportunities to go back to school, you have opportunity to fall in love again, and you have opportunity to just show up the best you that you can be. But if you're living in the past, it's like you can't really walk forward and see all the blessings that are right there in front of you. And thanks again for joining me.